than I do.
Yes, it is.
He also wore shoes with live goldfish in their heels.
Okay, the detective, that's a fake laugh for the detective.
Do it again, Hammer.
What?
Live? He also wore shoes with live goldfish in their heels.
Fake laugh from the detective. And the Sterminator.
All right, Ryan, are you saying it again? Let me see.
He can't.
I'll try to get it out this time.
Oh,
night.
You can't do it.
I'll try.
There's not a chance you'd get this out.
He also wore shoes with live goldfish in the heel.
Bust. See? You're holding your breath.
See, nobody thought it was funny.
No,
though.
That wasn't funny at all.
No, it wasn't.
It's weird.
He also wore shoes with live goldfish in them. Fake laughs from everybody. Fake laughs.
See, I can't do what you do.
Greg,
you do.
You can do what I do.
Greg.
Yeah, it's just funnier when Hammer says it. I don't know why.
I don't either, but it is.
This is a day...
Because I can't talk.
Today's the day in 1968.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like you got it out that time just fine.
Whoa. I think you got to mark that.
That's not clean.
It's movie Heidi Day in 68. Elsewhere in birthdays, P1 Mark Richard. It's up to you.
Did he still have his big beard?
Elvin Hayes is 60.
The Big E.
Jeff Nelson is 39.
Which one?
Former Ranger great.
Boxer.
The one who... Yeah, didn't he have some kind of lawsuit in Boston?
Yeah.
And he kind of looked like
the groundskeeper. He didn't look like Hitler.
Kind of.
Who was Jeff Nelson?
He was the Ranger that most resembled Hitler of
Are
the year.
Are you kidding me? He was redheaded.
Big, tall, redheaded guy.
Yes, but you're not understanding the bit.
Well, the crew
every year, regardless of who's on the roster, according to Dan, there will always be a Ranger that most resembles Hitler.
Someone has to win.
You could have 25 Dominicans on the team, and one would win the title.
Okay.
Paul Sorrento is 40. Mitch Williams is 41.
Paul Sorrento,
back out of here.
We're going to back up on that on a couple reasons. Number one, from Cleveland. And while he was with Cleveland, one of the biggest Ranger killers ever. But make no mistake about it, Detective,
And Mike Garcia is 82.
Mitch Williams, former wasn't he part of the Bob Feller, Mike
sure
Garcia?
Sure was.
Pray for Rain.
No.
Early Wynn.
And Bob Lemon, right?
Yeah.
He also wore shoes with live goldfish in his heels.
Fake laugh. Fake laugh.
It never gets old.
Fake laugh.
Great timing.
I wonder if Norm thought this was fun.
Oh, my.
Isn't it great?
Jeez. Howard Dean is 57.
That's a nutcase.
Danny DeVito is 61.
Little bitty guy. Louis De Palma.
Daisy Fuentes is 39.
About
Bob.
As hot as you can get.
Hotter in person than
Fuentes
on TV.
Have you met her, Mr. Leading Statement Guy?
I have.
Is she as hot in person as she is on...
Was she in the champagne room?
Mustache?
No.
When he had to secure the champagne room?
She's probably perfect. Possible, though.
She was not in the champagne room.
But the question we all want to know is, does she smoke?
I say absolutely not. No way she smokes.
All right.
She wasn't smoking.
Any other guesses there?
They were inseparable.
she smokes.
You're joined by Daisy right now.
All right, what do you boys think? Daisy Fuente, smoke or no?
Yes. Yes on mustache.
I'll say yes.
I don't know on smoke.
I say
you
got to
make
smoke.
A guess. You just can't say you don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Very simple. Yes or no, Quincy.
Come on!
But what I have to say there is...
I just want
to make a statement about her mustache, and then I'll accept questions.
All right, what about it, Sturm? Yes or no?
I think it's fairly likely she smokes.
Okay, well, what's the answer? Yes or no?
Tom? Yes or no?
I say she does, yeah.
Grooms?
No. Yes, sir. Me.
All right, let's see here. We check it and we see that Daisy Fuentes smokes.
Lauren Hutton is 62.
Damn it.
Now, would you like to know who surrounds her on the list?
Of those who smoke?
Yes.
Joel Clendenin?
Yes, I would.
Preceded by him.
She is preceded by Sadie Frost.
Who?
I don't know.
Smoker.
No idea.
And succeeded by Annette Funicello.
I bet she's a smoker.
Well, yes, that's why she's on the list.
Why she's on the list.
Well, no. No, not everybody on that list is a smoker.
Yes, they are, too.
I thought there was non-smokers on
there. No, there aren't. Everybody who's on the list smokes.
Just everybody in the world's on that list.
Okay.
Do you have to have a mustache to smoke?
We could make another list of smoke and mustache.
It's just whoever you mentioned there.
That's very easy for Reiner. If they have dark hair, they have a mustache.
Well, I would
not necessarily.
You have never said potential mustache on any blonde-headed girl. And I've seen blonde-headed girls that have.
Well, yeah, I have two. I have two.
That make me brighter. Anytime we ever say anything about...
But I've said no mustache on dark-haired girls before because there are those very few...
Never heard you say that.
No, I have. There are those very few for whom that's not an issue.
Sandra Bullock.
Mustache.
Jacqueline Smith.
Probably not.
Pat O'Brien.
Mustache.
Gordon Lightfoot is 67.
That's some greatness.
That's
going to be a guess that we're probably going to let slip through.
Yeah, we'll probably drop the ball on that.
Just because that publicist doesn't realize the power we have and that we've probably kept his name alive in the Dallas-Fort Worth area more than anybody else. Not bragging, that's a fact.
Well, hey, if he plays that gig here, then...
More than anyone else?
You're right.
Yes.
Like there's a lot of competition?
Well, there may not be any competition, but who else is doing it?
At number two on the list, Jody Dean had tried to keep Gordon Lightfoot alive, but to no avail. And once again, the champions, the hard line.
That's right.
Steven Root, 54.
Root?
RuPaul, 45.
Isn't that a dude that dresses up like a chick?
Yeah.
Mark?
Shut up.
Martin Scorsese is 63.
A little overrated.
And now here's your spares. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Storm.
Cow dog.
Isn't fun to be able to laugh a little bit?
Appreciate you, pal. Steve,
I appreciate you.
Stepanovic, 45 today.
Stippo.
Didn't he die?
No, he did die, but he sure spared people to death for a while.
Howard Griffith, 38.
Didn't they charge him a statutory rape? Who is Howard Griffith?
Fullback, Carolina Panthers.
He's a Parcells guy.
And Denver Broncos.
Didn't he play for the New York Football Giants as well?
I will not.
Wasn't he a Parcells guy?
Say.
I thought he was. Maybe not.
I just remember that.
Because I realize I'm not dealing with the guy in the next cubicle here.
Always
remember
that. Not some dude at the next cubicle over. Rams, Panthers, Broncos.
Screw me.
And finally, look at this. Looks like somebody slipped through the cracks here. I see Mark Edwards is 31 today. Mark Edwards.
Well.
Interesting. Seems like someone in the dog pound might think a little more highly of that birthday than just ignoring him altogether.
Uh-huh. Certainly does.
Did he play there when I was there?
99 and 2000, dude. They brought it back. You were at a Browns party when he was playing for your team.
Well.
So.
Well. Born on this day.
I don't understand why Cleveland just so quickly got another team. I mean, if they couldn't support that one team, why did the NFL give them a new one?
Great point.
Whatever.
Well, seriously.
Born on this day now, dead Rock Hudson.
Art Modell trying to find fans somewhere had to go to Baltimore to find some.
Yeah, because they wouldn't support it.
Consigny ticket to Cleveland.
Dead on this day, still dead.
Who?
Esther Roll.
Ooh.
Michael?
What
Michael?
A sad day.
Oh.
Michael?
She's
the
Michael?
World lost.
She's calling you from the beyond, Reiner.
Born
nice pieces on this day.
Hello?
Born November 8th, 1922.
Michael?
died
Michael?
On this day, 1998.
Hello?
Florida Evans from Maude and Good Times.
Hello?
An original member of the Negro Ensemble Company.
African.
Born in Pompano Beach, Florida.
That's where the Rangers used to train.
And currently...
Mark?
In the...
Former Ranger great.
In the all-time section of NicePiece.com.
Oh, yes.
We...
Michael?
That's right.
We are looking for an answer from you, Mike.
Michael?
Yes, Esther.
Michael, I want to know why you were sent home, and I want to know now.
Good question.
Hello?
And this is where Tyler steps in and says some
Not
stuff we can't understand.
Who's Tyler?
Hey, Bob?
Yes, Norm.
Homosexuals.
That's a tough thing.
All right.
Glad you guys think that's funny.
The Hard Line's coming up next.